This is episode 50, recording April 6, 2012. Peckard pokes at Peckard got punked.
You're on in 3, 2, 1.
This is Peckard pokes at, and I'm poking at your news. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to a fine and late edition of Peckard pokes at. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Peckard Sonic, and on my far right, join us for at least a little while tonight. Is Eric, I have no thoughts.
Yes, let's make it quick.
Yes. And on my far left is Dan, Rel Unrelated Johnson.
I'm not dead yet.
I hope not. And joining us from the east, from the west coast is, filling in for Vani, is Medusa Rance.
Wiki Wiki, lubricated with a fine Moscato from California.
Yes, yes. We were hoping to have a very special edition of Peckard pokes at tonight. We were hoping to do some video, but we had to kind of scrap that at the last minute due to some unforeseen technical difficulties, which I was we will hope to get working next week. So if you come just to see the new look, well, you had it for a few minutes, but there was just no audio, unfortunately. At least not from everybody else. Just for me, and what kind of show is that? no one wants to sit around listening to me for an hour talking to myself. I kind of kid other people when they have technical difficulties on their podcast, and of course, I'm the king of technical difficulties. But we should get going on our story since Eric has to leave so soon. Let's get to our tech stories for this evening. Now, there's a new microbe they've been working on. What it does is going to convert solar power to liquid fuel. Not talking biofuel here. We're talking into a liquid fuel like gasoline from the sun, which is kind of really cool. This could solve a whole lot of, once it gets into mass production, this could solve a whole lot of energy issues. Just put a little sunshine in your gasoline, into your gas tank, as it were. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, this is among many great steps forward. Energy storage is one of the biggest problems we have as far as our electrical use goes. And this type of technology is going to be, you know, on the forefront of the new stuff that we're going to have to deal with because, you know, fossil fuels just aren't going to last us.
Right.
Very cool.
Yes. Medusa, your thoughts?
I would have to agree with Dan on this insofar as this is so far out there, it's really over my head. I can't even conceive of us being able to do something like this within my lifetime. I mean, I think of my Yaya, my grandmother, who was born in 1900 and refused to believe that people landed on the moon.
There's still people like that today.
Yes, there are, as she really did not believe that they had landed on the moon, and I almost can't believe that this can be possible. So technology is maybe over my head in some areas, but I've always been a big fan, through a friend of mine, Dr. Buckman, of hydrogen energy. So yeah. I'm really excited to see this, you know, really kind of come true for everybody. So those are my thoughts on that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's a
dream come true.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a little bit above my head, too, on all this. I mean, how they managed to figure all this stuff out. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out what's wrong with my car.
But it's remarkable.
But I would like to pour a little sunshine in my tank someday, you know, and I wouldn't have to worry about powering up at the thing there. You know, this would be really cool if they could get this down to where you work in individual people's houses. So.
Oh.
You know, this way we just, you know, put solar things up in the house and we won't have to worry about the electric companies anymore.
Goodbye, PG&E.
Yeah, there you go. So long, power companies. Making my own now. Eric, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm big supporter of any type of energy that we can generate to help us alleviate or actually quit our dependency on oil.
Mm-hmm.
I still think we're very, very far off from being there. But, I mean, all this is a step in the right direction. That's all we can expect right now.
Yes.
So I can't wait till this is actually in a mass production form so that way I can start putting in my gas tank and hopefully energy prices come down because that's gonna hurt.
Yes. You know, the thing is, competition should bring this down. I mean, if there's enough different forms of being able to get energy to our cars, this would definitely be a good way to do it. Moving on to our, we're going a little quick tonight because we're going to lose Eric here due to the technical difficulties, but we're going to get moving on here. A lot of people are on Facebook, and they're making, now Facebook is, because of there's so much data from people coming in, they can now saying they can predict things. Well, now they're saying that you can, they're predicting that you can get which one of your friends is going to have an STD. Just based on who's you're friends with, or who you're—I don't know—they think you're sleeping with, or you're in a relationship with. So it's a little bizarre because, you know, it's like, are we going to get a little warning across the bottom? By the way, you don't want to talk to this person because they have a venereal disease, or, you know, it's really strange. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is. I think a lot of people are really taking this the wrong way, and then, you know, this isn't the kind of thing that, oh, your friends group is going to be subdivided into, oh, you know, this person has a 70% chance of having herpes, and this person has a chance of having this will separate them out into my timeline that way. This is the type of thing where it's going to be predicting the spread of STDs, mm-hmm, by connections between people. It isn't going to necessarily mean it's going to show up people who have STDs.
Right. Well, that would be kind of funny, though. You know, it's just.
Oh yeah. Oh, guess who got gonorrhea last week? You
know. And it wasn't as a gift either.
That's right.
Medusa, your thought.
It'll be cool if it works well.
Yeah. Well, they say they're using it for the Center for Disease Control, so they can use that as tracking. It's like, yeah. Well, I suppose if they post it on their website. Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, I'm basically anti-Facebook on every single level there could be.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't never have liked Facebook. I don't know if I want somebody to be quantifying whether I have an STD and putting it out there on Facebook. And I probably don't have an STD. I don't know. It's just another invasion of privacy by Facebook.
If you're posting it on your public profile that you're this and this, is it really an invasion of privacy if you've already posted it publicly?
Yeah, people have these expectations of privacy, though, when they put things out on the internet.
Well, the internet's, you know, the thing is, though, if you're out in public, you should treat it, everything, like you, I've always said.
Oh, indeed. If you put it out there, sure, and they're going to farm that information.
Absolutely.
And give it away to people, you know, then you're an idiot.
Yeah.
So go ahead, spill your gonorrhea and clap all over the internet. Excuse me. Let it flow, baby. By all means, then, gather the data and spread it around. I just think that people who say things like that in public are, you know, real plebeian and low class. So they end up undermining themselves. So
yeah.
I guess I'm for it then.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, it's just a little strange. Eric, your thoughts?
Yeah, I like my privacy too much to post all this stuff on Facebook. So. I mean, it is possible to do that, and I really don't think it's so much a way of saying, you know, who not to talk to as much as who not to sleep with.
Ah.
And it does keep you informed. So, but I mean, it's really an invasion of privacy, and it shouldn't be done regardless of the amount of information that Facebook has on you. And this is also one of the reasons why I fear Google to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
Because as of right now, Google has been very, very nice while it collects all this information. But once it gets all this information, you know, imagine what it could do with it. Yeah. I mean, imagine what the opinions that it could sway with senators and stuff like that. If Facebook or Google decides to show what they've been looking up, who they've been talking to, what pictures they have been exchanging.
McCarthyism, you know, all over again via Facebook?
Well, I wouldn't say McCarthyism, but like example, let's say Facebook wants an anti-privacy bill to be passed, and Senator such-and-such does not support said bill. Well, you remember those pictures you sent to your little girlfriend? Your 20-year-old Paige girlfriend?
So you're thinking they're going to use it as blackmail.
It's a possibility. So just be careful with what you put up. And if this is an example of it, you know, and imagine what would happen. And this is the big thing. What happens if they say someone has a disease and they really don't? You know, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen as well. So
I think they're just going by probabilities. I think there was also a story a couple months ago that they were saying that Facebook could predict if you were pregnant as well. If no, not you, Eric, specifically. But
I'm pregnant?
Yeah.
What?
No, but they can tell if you were pregnant before your friends found out, because they would track what your purchases were via what you search, like at Target. You're like, oh, I need this, and well, there, I'll get this and baby powder, and you know, they would post this online, and there you go. They'd say this is they predicting that via Facebook as well.
Okay.
Okay.
He's good with that.
Yeah.
Politics.
Now, the out in Arizona, they're trying to want to control a lot of things, and now they're also doing a thing with contraception here. They're saying that because of the woman's cycle, that a virgin, a woman who has never had sex because of the way her period works, it says most women ovulate at 14 to 15 days after their period starts, and a woman can usually get pregnant from sexual intercourse that occurred anywhere from 5 days before ovulation or a day after it. Now they're starting this clock up to 18 weeks beforehand, before this woman can actually get pregnant. So they're saying a virgin can get pregnant, even if she's never had sex, but she's potentially already pregnant. Based on
it happened once.
Oh, jeez.
Eric, have you no shame?
I had to slip it in.
Only if you don't count. Oh, wait. Never mind.
But this is it says their life begins at the menstruation provision. It's really stupid. The Republicans are pushing all kinds of crazy stuff to try to push in their pro-life bills into the public, and it's just outrageous. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, this just goes to show that the legislators who proposed this bill don't know anything about science, let alone healthcare. This is the type of thing that needs to be, you know, I keep saying this is between a physician and the woman that's going to see the physician.
Right.
That's it. Nobody else's business, particularly legislators who know nothing about medical science.
Yeah, it's basically, yeah, they're saying the fetal plan is utterly bogus and completely unscientific. It doesn't make sense. I don't understand why these Republicans, who are supposedly educated, are standing behind bills that have no scientific basis whatsoever. You might as well just say that a person with red hair is going to get pregnant on a Tuesday versus a person who's blonde, they're going to get pregnant on Thursdays, you know, or Saturdays. That's completely unscientific as well. It doesn't, there's probably some Republican out there thinking, yeah, that might actually be something behind that. Yeah. It's just freaking stupid. Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, legislating the vagina again, that's, you know, another feather in the cap of Jan Brewer's, you know, Jan Brewer's cap as governor of the great state of Arizona. I'm no fan of her. Of hers, that's for sure.
Uh-huh.
I just can't tell you how ridiculous I think this is. I don't even know where to begin to undermine it. It undermines itself.
Yeah.
Like Eric said, it happened once.
Supposedly.
And I don't have any evidence for that. And I'm the kind of gal that needs evidence. So I don't think this is going to pass. I think this is patently absurd. I think if she does pass it, she'll go down in history as one of the most repugnant, repulsive, and ridiculous governors in the history of this country.
Yeah.
That's what
Oops,
I think.
Too
about.
Late.
Oh.
That's what I think about Jan Brewer, and that's what
Oh,
I think
yeah,
about
she
this.
Is a nut job. She was she was also saying there's bodies in the desert when there wasn't any, you know, is
That's Vegas, baby.
Yeah. No, she was thinking. Oh, no, it goes even further than that. She was. It goes even further than that. Eric, your thoughts?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say it's like anything in politics where instead of doing something rational or, you know, dealing with one issue, they almost go way overboard with the issue. Uh-huh. In something where the discussion should be about where life begins, they've gone so far overboard where life begins uh-huh. into an area where they really and truly shouldn't be messing with.
Yeah.
In my personal opinion, if you want to prevent abortions, we need to start teaching safe sex.
Yes.
That's my personal opinion. That's the number one surefired way. Well, first of all, abstinence. I mean, that's the number one surefired way.
Don't teach abstinence.
Well, not teaching abstinence, but practicing abstinence. It's the number one surefire way of
practicing
not.
Practicing abstinence works.
Yeah.
Yes. And I also think that people need to start looking into but at least if you are engaging in sexual activity, making sure you're on the pill, you have condoms, you know, any other type of contraceptive or medication that will help prevent a pregnancy.
Right.
That is the number one surefire way of preventing abortion. And I really think that whenever you're going into this crazy stuff, you're just asking for trouble. It's like you're going too far overboard, and instead of making the focus of your claim on what it should be, where life begins, it has taken it too far overboard, and people are not going to support this.
Yeah. You know, I personally, from my own personal point of view, life begins once they're out of the womb. Before that, it's tissue until that. But that's my opinion, of course. But I'm not alone in that opinion. And for a long
time. No, you're not alone in that opinion. It
is a very good discussion to have. And I really think that that's where the discussion should be. Anything before, you know, mm-hmm. you're just begging for trouble, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I agree there. I think they're just going overboard with all this stuff, and it's just making everybody crazy around them. And of course, the crazy is in.
How unsupportive she is of women's issue if she passes this.
Yeah.
This bill, you know, just further adds to her demise, as I would think.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like what we were discussing before the show. You know, instead of saying Democrats won this and Republicans won that, what we should start saying is, did the American people just win or lose over this?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And this would be one of those things where the American public has lost if this passes. If this passes, sadly, you got time for one more, Eric? There.
Let's go one more.
Okay, a federal court has ruled Scott Walker, that's here in Wisconsin, that his anti-union crusade has been considered unconstitutional. Ever since Walker has gotten into the state, one of the first things he did was he killed unions left and right, like he was out hunting pop cans on the fence. He just bang bang bang. You know, he basically did this without. He didn't even try to stop. He did this. It's not that he was uncontested. He just walked all over everybody, all the Democrats. They said, hey, we don't want this. And they said, oh, you're overruled. Boom. And that's it. But a judge has finally came forth and said, a good portion of them, maybe, with the exception of maybe one of your bills that are trying to stop these anti-union pushing things is unconstitutional, and you just can't do it. So these rights for these unions will be supposed to be restored by May of this year. So at least that's a step in the right direction, get us back on track. Dan, your thoughts?
Oh, Eric, can I go first?
Thoughts. Oh, Eric, your thoughts. Yeah, Eric, yeah. You go first.
I just want to say I'm excited that the bill got overturned for one reason, and I think the article put it best. The bill only affects teacher unions. It doesn't go after the people who supported him, and I'm sorry. That is not right, and it's not fair.
Yeah.
If you're making a law, you're making the law for everyone in your district, in your country, in your – wherever you are. And I think it is – and as the judge put it, I think it is rightfully unfair that certain people – have their collective bargaining rights stripped away from them while others are not. That's not a fair system.
Right.
You get to pick who has a say in government, and that's not what should happen. And I would go a step further and even say – and to prevent any of this from happening ever again, would sit there and say, if it's good enough for the people who you're making the bill for, then it's good enough for the politicians who are voting for it,
right,
and signing these bills. Because this is what's really starting to frustrate me about our political system, is that we have these politicians who are creating rules for certain people and not for everyone. And they often keep themselves from the policies that they are implementing, and that is not unjust, and that is not and that is unfair.
Yeah, he's been doing everything he can to destroy unions. And the thing was, he never said word one he was going to do this, and they're doing this stuff like this in other states as well. And it's just driving me in the whole country just ballistic. Eric, do you need to go now, or?
Yeah, let me go ahead and head out.
All right, Eric, we do appreciate you sticking around for as long as you could. If you want to reach Eric on Twitter, you can reach him as?
I have no thoughts, IHAVENOTHOUGHTS.
Right, and you can find him on Twitter at 24 hours a day, 8 days a week.
Most of the time poking at Packard.
That's right, unless he's poking at me, and then he'll get back to you eventually. Thank you, right, Eric, for joining us tonight.
Bye, Eric.
We'll catch you next week. Bye. Okay, Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty obvious that this was going to get struck down, and I'm glad it has. I'm glad it's coming back to get Walker. It really should.
Yes.
He deserves everything that he's got coming to him right now.
Oh, absolutely. I go around the state places, and I've seen all these people, rich people, they're saying they've got signs in their yard, support Walker, support Walker. You know, don't Falk. If I'm saying Falk, not the other word. Don't Falk up Wisconsin. And they're poking at the person who's going to be running against Walker, mm-hmm, is Falk. So we need to get him out. Seriously, I mean, these, and usually the people who are have these signs in their yards are religious nut jobs. And they have, because they have religious signs also in their thing there too.
Did you notice? I saw earlier today that Herman Cain was coming out talking about how he's supporting Scott Walker, right?
Oh, I did not see that.
Yeah, and Herman Cain happened to mention that, you know, people working for him for his pizza place, I guess they had every right to form a union, and he had every right to fire him if they did so. And it's like, well, you know what, Herman? That's a violation of federal law, and if you did that, you'd be in jail.
Yes.
You know, it just, these people that are trying to pull this stuff do not understand the law behind it, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise, if Scott Walker and the people behind him understood and knew the law, they would never push this, because they would have known it's not constitutional.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But you know, the thing is, I don't think they did. I really don't think they did. Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, it's a pity they didn't know about constitutional law, because that is a deal breaker.
Yeah.
And luckily, this sounds like politicians setting up a two-tiered system of governance is what was going on. It sounds like a lot of dirty pool. I'm frankly not very familiar with it, because it's sounds like it's in Wisconsin that this is going on.
Yeah, that's here. That's here in Wisconsin. You should find out. They basically in Michigan. In Michigan, I'm going to switch states here for a second. The Republicans have basically stripped away all the democratic society in the town of Benton Harbor. It's basically a dictatorship there. What's that?
Benton Harbor. I grew up in that town, Benton Harbor.
Yep.
Benton Harbor, Michigan?
Yep.
Absolutely. Oh, gosh, I know that town very well.
Yeah. And this is if Walker could do that here, if he could do that here, I'm sure he would have tried to do that here. I'm sure he would have tried to do that here. It's just
definitely.
It's a different story. It's a different story, but it's really sad that these Republicans are going. This is what happens when we get Republicans in office. They just decide to throw. I don't know. I wouldn't say caution to the wind, but they decide to upheave the whole United States, and I don't mean in a good way. It just frustrates me.
Give me the news.
There's a saying, you know, if you want to try to win the lottery, you got to play, you know. But the odds are so great. The odds are so great, you have a better better chance of being, they say, you know, being better chance of being struck by lightning than, you know, winning the lottery. Well, there's this guy, he is over in Kansas City, and he went to buy some lottery tickets, and just hours later, he was struck by lightning. And he said he just several hours later, or earlier, I should say, he said he's got a better chance of getting struck by lightning than winning the lottery. And sure enough, he did. I've always wondered if somebody was actually, that would actually happen to somebody. And here it actually happened. The thing was, he was out in his backyard. I think he's a weather spotter, and he went to reach for his radio, and the lightning flash kind of nailed him. He's lucky to be alive. That's what it boils down to. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, the article said that he's a weather spotter for the National Weather Service and had his portable ham radio with him. Luckily, he was able to get to the radio and get to some other people and say, hey, somebody come, you know, send an ambulance over here to check me out because I just got hit by lightning. Yeah, and apparently the odds are much better to be that you will be hit by lightning than winning the Mega Millions like that. And I guess he proved the rule, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And he didn't even win anything.
Yeah.
I was thinking about playing that one myself, but I was like, oh, I didn't think it was here in Wisconsin, but it was, apparently it was. So, but I didn't play. I had zero. I had better chance of getting struck by nothing then winning the lottery because I didn't even bother playing. Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, the way I hear it over here on Mount Olympus, it's a completely different story. The guy stiffed Zeus and he got exactly what was coming to him.
I hate it when Zeus does that.
I'm bound by silence not to say anymore.
Yeah.
That is our official statement from Mount Olympus.
I hate it when...
You stiff Zeus, you know what you're going
to
get.
Yeah, I hate it when Zeus decides to, you know, do payback
right
like that.
Right up the hoo-ha.
Yeah. I'd have wanted it up the hoo-ha.
Now you know what will happen.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll just watch out for him. Our next story here, two teachers were caught taunting a disabled boy. He's age 10. Now, the mother was concerned. And the mother had bugged his wheelchair with a recording device. And this happened down in Alabama. The teacher being very cruel to this woman or this boy who has cerebral palsy. And the mother attached an audio recorder to his wheelchair. And it recorded two voices of his disgusting drooling, saying he was disgusting and drooling. And he wet his paper. Why is my paper wet? Female teachers heard demanding on tape, look at me and answer. That is not an answer. That's not even a word. He's being really cruel to this poor kid. I mean, this is really sad. You know, teachers are supposed to be there to help children. I mean, they're not supposed to be there to abuse them. If they are there and they're abusing these children, they don't need to be in this job. They need to be gone. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is... reprehensible behavior. That, you know, there's no excuse. And I understand that the two teachers have been put on administrative leave. And it's like, you know, these two should never be teachers in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, granted, you know, psychological evaluations for jobs like police officers very often don't turn up the people who really shouldn't be in that position. But I would say that type of thing is very much in order for people who are teaching, particularly people who are teaching children with disabilities.
Absolutely.
I would say a psych eval would be very much in line for people that are doing this because, you know, if it could weed out people doing stuff like this, it'd be well worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good point. They should have some kind of evaluation. A psych evaluation, how they're going to deal with the mentally disabled. I've been around people like this when I was in school, and they are a little difficult to deal with. But I mean, I was a student. I wasn't a teacher, so it wasn't up to me. But I mean, you still have to, you know, you still have to interact with them in some respect and sometimes. Medusa, your thoughts?
I just can't fathom that two teachers would stoop to doing something like this. I'm just You know, I'm thinking of that one sanatorium, Willowbrook on Staten Island, that horrific place. You know, that this child had to go through this every day, and his mother was convinced, you know, enough that she had to do this. It's just so saddening to me, you know.
Yeah.
To whom are you supposed to hand your children off and feel that they're safe with that person? If you can't trust the teachers, you know, psych evals don't weed everybody out. Look at the sergeant who went postal and killed all those people in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Psych evals didn't weed him out. He was a good soldier, you know.
Yeah. Well, he said they said he had all kinds of other family issues and everything
issues,
piled up
yeah.
on top. And Crystal in the chat room just says that the cerebral palsy is a physical disability, not necessarily mentally. So
right,
a little small correction
right.
there.
That's why the suffering is so saddening, because he knew what he was being put through.
Mm-hmm.
It just breaks my heart. And I hope that the family finds some justice somehow.
Yes.
And that it, you know, brings more sensitivity to this issue with other children so they don't have to suffer as well.
Yeah. It's really sad. I just kind of hope that they eventually do get some justice out of this. I mean, it's just not right. The teachers...
No.
You know...
It's really a shameful thing. I'm glad they brought it to the forefront for everybody to look at, because if there's anybody else doing this, I hope it pulls them up short by their tidy whities and they seriously cease and desist what they're doing.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
Because I have worked with the disabled before, and they're wonderful people like you and I, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah!
Now, if you've ever done a meeting or something, you had to do a presentation, and some people use PowerPoint. Now, I've said in the show before in the past that sometimes we cross lines between technology, religion, or general news in some cases. In this instance, a priest was putting on a presentation, and he had put his USB stick into the computer to do this presentation, and... Well, it didn't have some real nice images on it. It didn't have a picture of crosses or whatnot. It was gay porn. The priest says he knows what happened, but not how. Sure, he didn't know how it got there.
That don't make no sense.
Yeah, right. He's like, he was preparing for Holy Communion, as he says, as a modern pastor would do, and he prepared a PowerPoint, and he carefully inserted the USB stick into the computer, and... gay porn showed up on the screen. You know, the thing is, though, the police said that they declared there's no evidence of crime that had been committed. And so I'm thinking that maybe the guy didn't lose his job. There was several years ago, a teacher was trying to do a presentation for the kids, clicked on a link, and got a porn storm, and she got fired. Porn storms generally don't happen nowadays because the modern browsers are a little more modern. They don't just pop up windows left and right on top of you anymore. But this was not that. I think he knew that those were in there. I think he just probably linked to the wrong picture, or he was feeling a little horny. Looked at the picture, didn't realize they linked into his presentation, and forgot about it. And when he went to put it in, the whole thing came out in the mess. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. You know, it's apparently this USB stick was used by the archdiocese, and several people had access to it, not just this particular priest.
Yeah.
So you know, we don't know exactly who had these images on there, but it was somebody with the archdiocese.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that's not the kind of thing you put on your work computer. That's kind of thing you should keep on your personal storage area. Not it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And you know it just.
I think they're using that to shift the blame, though. I mean, he said, "Oh, it could have been
quite
anybody.
Quite probably, yeah." But it just points up the hypocrisy of the church administration. And that's a big problem within the Catholic Church right now is the parishioners see this going on and see nothing being done about it. It just
They're not real happy about
after the next.
Yeah, they're not real happy about that. There's nothing has happened. I mean, granted, you know, there's a possibility it could have been anybody else that had access to this computer, but I mean, it was his own USB stick. It was his own personal one. I don't understand how he could sit there and say, "Oh, it could have been anybody." They're going to have access to your personal USB stick? I don't know. I find that a little suspicious myself. Medusa, your thoughts?
As do I, but I find it ironic that it happened at a church, and, you know, it couldn't have happened at a better place as far as I'm concerned.
I
really don't know what to say about this other than, you know, this is all part of normal human behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're making a mountain out of a molehill here.
Yes.
You know, that's just my basic feeling about it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a whoops and everybody's overreacting. I'm willing to give the guy the benefit of the doubt and just move on. You know, that's how I feel about it.
Yeah. It's still, I don't know. It still seems a little fishy to me.
Well, we're a little more laid back here in California. And we let you have a whoops every now and then.
Easter only
and
a few days away,
forward.
It seems fitting that Jesus is...
Whoops. Speaking of whoops there, I was trying to load something up and I forgot that the video's there.
Jesus is fine with us here.
What's that?
I think Jesus is fine with us here in California.
Apparently so.
I meet a lot of them.
Well, since we have a little extra time, because we kind of sped through the first couple things here, we're going to throw in one extra story here. We're going to have one extra religious story for tonight. There is a church that they have this shadow coming down, and it's hitting this wall, and they had these people saying, "Oh, it's such a miracle." And there's like, but no one's questioning where the light source is coming from, and what is casting the shadow. And these people are saying, "Oh, you could just feel the love and everything, the faith." It's just, it's like, give me a break, please. You know, this is just crazy. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's in New Orleans, which, you know, we should have had Eric for this one. But there are some ornate chandeliers in the church.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually at the Ursuline Academy. And the ornate chandeliers cast a shadow onto this pillar.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, to be honest, I think it looks more like the Cowardly Lion, but it's, you know, it's Paridlia. And, you know, it's not even as distinct as a Rorschach ink blot.
Yeah. Someone said that it looked like somebody else. It said it looked like, what's his name? Down in Cuba, what's his name? Fidel.
Oh, Fidel.
It looks like Fidel.
Yeah. It looks a little bit like Fidel.
Yeah,
or it could be Che. I mean, it's if you look at it just the right way, Che Guevara is there.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I mean the one. I mean some of the quotes from the people.
Maybe the begonias need to be trimmed.
I think so.
You know, I think this is it's a hoax. They knew that they were probably the the numbers in the church are dwindling. They're going down because people are generally wising up. Then they fake this. This is a hoax. They say, if we get the light, that almost looks just like that. So if we just add a little something to this and here, and we'll get people to come in and they'll give us money because they think that, you know, it's Jesus on the wall and everything. It's like, because they said in the video that the tourist thing has gone up. They've had to actually hire security guards. You know, I mean, if you've got money.
They're employing people, Packer.
Oh, well.
It's good for the job market.
Yeah.
Right in an election year. But jobs are hard to find.
Yes. Well, actually, the job rate went down. The jobless rate down to 8.2 today.
I know.
That's so
only
nice.
Only 120,000 jobs were added in the last.
Yeah. That's still not too bad. That's still not too bad.
It's
but,
something. It's yep. something. You yep. know, you're either a glass half full or glass half empty person.
Yep.
I'm a half fuller myself.
Well, it's more jobs than Bush ever created.
Indeed. The mess that he created for Obama to clean up. Oh. Yeah, that's true. That's why none of the other Republicans want to talk about Bush. Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, they're avoiding him like a heart attack. Okay, well, on to our last religious-based story. This one here, it's a little bit more dark. And sometimes we have had darker stories on the show. Recently, out in California, there was a Christian college that a former nursing student was arrested out there. Apparently, he gunned down several people, and three were wounded. He was apparently gunning for a couple of different head administrators there. Now, the reason I bring this up is because Pat Robertson and a lot of other religious nut jobs out there, they keep saying, because we've had, in the last few months, we've had several school shootings where students have brought guns to school, and they say, well, if we took prayer, because we took prayer out of school, and we took a God out of our schools, and now the people are bringing their guns instead, and it's a whole bunch of lard is what it is. It's baloney. This is a Christian school, and people were still gunned down. These, again, Christian school. Would you think they're going to be praying in there? Oh, yeah, probably. Probably. I wouldn't doubt it. And did their God and their praying stop these people from coming in, this person from coming in and shooting seven people dead and wounding three people? No. You know why? Because prayer doesn't work. Prayer does not work. And neither does their God, because their God is imaginary. They just can't seem to get it through their heads. There's not been one word from the religious right saying that anything about this at all. They have not come forth, and not, at least not that I've seen, say, oh, well, they're not saying, well, God, they should have been praying. Well, they've been praying, so what's your excuse now? What's your excuse now? Dan, your thoughts.
Yeah, it's there's always this harkening back to, oh, you know, back in the good old days, this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Back when there was prayer in school, this wouldn't have happened. There's no such thing as the good old days, guys.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry to pop the bubble, but there really isn't. There have been shootings at schools in the U.S., going back to one of the earliest ones was in 1853.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be changed one way or another by having prayer in a school or not. You know, obviously,
right.
this particular instance gives the lie to that, because I'm sure that this college... primarily for Korean Americans,
mm-hmm.
in the area there, you know, I'm sure there were, you know, religious classes and prayer going on in that school.
Yep.
And you know, it didn't seem to protect any of them.
Nope.
You know, it's your prayer is not a shield to keep you from being killed.
Right.
It doesn't work that way. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, putting prayer back in public school is not going to stop these shootings. For one, it's unconstitutional. You can't do that.
Right.
It's just people like Pat Robertson and his ilk trying to push their agenda.
Yep.
And it's not going to work if we keep pointing out their hypocrisy and their lies.
Yes. And this is one right there. That is proof positive. I mean, seven dead. Prayers didn't help them. And I would like someone to point this out to him. I would like someone to come out and say, hey, you know, directly right at him and get him to respond and see what kind of nonsense he comes up with. Since this was a Korean school, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
they'll probably say, well, these people were godless anyway, or even though they were prayer for, they were Jesus people or whatever Christian group they think they are. Maybe they were just the wrong Christian group, or God wasn't protecting them because they were praying with their left hand instead of their right hand, or whatever nonsense he decides to come up with. And that's, you know, you just know that this guy is going to come up with some kind of nonsense like this. Medusa, your thoughts?
Oh, I don't know. This happened in my backyard. I mean, half an hour from me, and this is where this occurred. So, and this is a pretty liberal area that I live in. I don't think anybody is going to try and use that excuse to ameliorate what this man did. Of course, prayer does not work. I feel it almost impossible to dignify this event with the response to that hypothesis.
Mm-hmm.
We know that prayer does not work. Therefore, what is there to say except that the man is an insane person?
Yes.
Much like the man who shot Gabby Giffords.
Yes.
He ended up not having any political affiliation related to that crime at all. And so here too, this man was looking for a particular administrator that he was disgruntled against,
mm-hmm.
and that administrator no longer worked there. So his frustration got the best of him. And I imagine that anybody who is in a situation, any child, any student, any teacher, anybody who was caught in this kind of terrorist act,
mm-hmm.
is praying to somebody. And I don't care if you're an atheist and you're praying to somebody. At that point, you're going to lose your life. It's pretty much what you want to do is up to you.
Yes.
That's how I feel about that. But it's not going to help except to ease your pain before you exit this world into who knows what.
Yeah.
I'm not going to use the G word because I don't believe in that, but to who knows what. But, yeah, it was a horrific incident. These incidents don't happen very often in California because our drug laws follow the federal guidelines. So
mm-hmm.
I just...
Yeah, it's just...
So much for prayer.
Yeah. Prayer, I've always said this, and as soon as I saw it on that, I was like, yeah, that makes sense. It says, you know, what?
I'm sure they were praying, Packard.
Oh, yeah, they were praying. Sure, they were praying.
Yeah.
And especially the victims.
Is that's who I'm talking about. Yeah, exactly. The victims were. That this is all a nightmare. That this is not actually happening.
Yeah, they were hoping it wasn't happening, but I don't know. It just bothers me. It just really bothers me that they think that this stuff works. I mean,
that they're going to give somebody false hope like that when they could be spending that time praying, doing something to save themselves.
Yes. Yes.
You see, it's a misappropriation of time and effort.
Yes.
You can pray afterwards and thank whatever, your God, whoever, that you got yourself out of that situation. But when you're in that situation, you don't need to be giving up hope and getting on your knees and praying. You need to be standing up and figuring out how to save your ass and the asses of those people around you. Excuse my French. I'm so sorry.
Well, you said asses. That, I don't care. Asses is all right.
Okay, that's my opinion.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's still, they should have been, you know,
If I could get a gun away from that guy and shoot him, I would do it, and I would not feel bad.
Yeah. No, you shouldn't be, because you would actually be doing something, praying for it to happen, for something to happen. You know,
maybe what was supposed to happen was me. That's what they're praying for, and, you know.
Yeah,
hey.
That's the other excuse. Well, they're praying for someone to step in and do God to just say, well, God used this person as their vessel. No, this person decided they had enough, and they stopped him. There was no God involved in that.
No.
So anyway,
that's my opinion.
Yeah. What? Our funny tweet tonight comes from Non Stamp Collector, and he's at NONSTAMPNSC, and he retweets 2PTWIPS. That's TWOPTWIPS. It says, reduce the strain on Twitter servers by thinking about something quietly in your head. And this is, you know, Twitter's always under some kind of stress. So, you know, stop using Twitter. Just think about it. And this is apparently via Mary Hinge. It's M-A-I-R underscore H-I-N-G-E.
That was cute.
Yeah. So if you really got something to say and you know Twitter's down, just think about it. It works just like prayer.
Oh, yes.
It'll get out to Twitter just in from your head, you know. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, that's very funny. There's often a lot of situations where Twitter's really getting hammered and their servers are lagging behind, and you know they're taking some steps to combat that by bringing lawsuit against some people that promote spamming tools mm-hmm. for use on Twitter.
Yes,
and if we can get rid of some of these spammers, Twitter will be easier for all of us.
Yeah. I certainly hope so, because they've changed tactics recently. Before, they would just spam you. Now they're saying now they're sending out spam directed to another account, which doesn't spam anybody. It just like posts once to some website and say, "Hey, go to Joe's Eatin' Bar or whatever," and you get hit by 1,000 bots by going, "Hey, go to Joe's Eatin' Bar," and that account also gets shut down as well because they're spamming to this account, and I'm just glad that they're actually finally doing something about these bots. I hope they actually win. It would make our lives a lot easier out on Twitter. Medusa, your thoughts?
Spam is bad. That's all I have to say. Spam is bad. Bots are bad.
Yes. Bots are bad.
I agree with you guys. This is over my head. I just block them. I block them.
Yeah, I do too. I block and report. That's the only thing you can do right now, just block
and
report.
Yeah, be a good citizen on Twitter and block and report. At least do that much.
Yes.
It's like picking up the garbage and taking it out to the street, you know.
Yeah.
It's the least you can do.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys!
Our shout out this evening comes from Medusa. Medusa, you gave us the Wayward Son, it's Weywardsun. That's an interesting way to spell Wayward Son. Medusa, would you tell us a little bit about Wayward Son?
Wayward Son is a constant fount of information from a variety of news sources. And he just finds these delicious stories and on a variety of topics, and I often retweet him, as I do you, Packard.
Oh, well, thank you.
And you too, Daniel. But every morning it's like, you know, I read Al Jazeera, I read the Daily Mail, I read Wayward Son. So I really depend on him to give me a fair, unbiased accounting of the news throughout the day, and it's always something interesting. And he's very approachable. He's always up for a chat if you have a question or something like that. And very friendly fellow, always very thankful for his retweets and things of that nature. So that's why I follow him.
Yes. Sounds really nice, like a nice guy. Sounds kind of like me.
Indeed. I don't follow jerks.
Well, good. I'm... Although I did kind of feel like when everything collapsed around me tonight.
Oh, stop that. You're not going to go. You must be Jewish or Catholic.
No, neither.
Neither.
I've been accused. I have been, when I was younger, I was accused of being Jewish, though. Because I was pretty good at haggling. So that's like, are you Jewish? No. I just know how to get a good deal. That's all. What's wrong with that?
It's called Lenny Bruce.
Yeah, it's called learning being poor.
Being poor. Yes.
That's right.
I feel the clamped. I got a mashugan in my ganoinda.
There you go.
Oi.
Vey.
Excuse me.
I have a question.
I have a question.
I have a question, sir.
What are you doing? I'm asking you a question.
Our question last week was, if you lived in, if there's, well, you lived in an alternate universe, what would it be like? And we had one response, and that was, we had came from Crystal Says So. It says, my alternate universe would no one where the world hate does not exist. A place where people are seen as such people, not as their gender or race or social class. A place where people actually care as much about others as they do themselves. Now, that's a noble place to, I'd like to live, where everybody would actually give two squats about the other person, and just because, you know, they're there. So
she's a better woman than I am.
Well, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, everybody's got their differences in that. I mean, that'd be kind of cool. So, but let's get into our question for this week. Our question this week is, your favorite fictional has now just become real. What happens next?
Fictional character?
Yeah, your favorite fictional character is now real. What happens? Dan.
Well, I mean,
Dan, your favorite fictional character is now real. What happens?
Oh, gosh. I have to pick a favorite?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
I know. These are good, hard questions.
Oh, gosh.
But I do have one, but it's very bad.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing it. What do you...
I'm going to have to take a pass on this one because I can't think of anybody to pull out as my favorite.
Well, close to favorite. You just...
Well, let's see. I'll let Medusa go first. She's got somebody in mind.
Okay. Medusa, your favorite character, favorite fictional character is not real. What happens?
Well, I just sort of been obsessing about this lately. I've watched this movie a few extra times. No Country for Old Men, and I really am turned on by Mr. Chigurh and that funny hairdo of his. And I,
Mrs. Chigurh?
Mr. Chigurh.
I've never heard of them.
Dan.
Who is Mr. Chigurh? I live in a bubble here.
I can't remember. I've seen parts of it. I haven't seen the whole thing all the way through.
Don't you remember the hitman from No Country for Old Men with the...
I've never actually seen that movie.
See, I'm just not a normal person.
No, you're normal. I'm the one that lives
and
in the bubble here.
He would be my best friend.
Okay, now I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about now? This nickel has traveled 25 years to get here. You know that guy?
Yes. Javier Bardem,
yes.
Is that yours, Dan? Or is that hers? Do you still talk about hers?
That's the guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dan, have you come up with somebody yet?
Not really, no.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a couple more minutes. Myself, my favorite fictional character, the Doctor from the Doctor comes to, you know, that happens next. I jump in his telephone booth and I go sailing across the universe with him. That's.
God, I'm a sick woman. I'm gonna hang out with a hitman. Shit. Oh, darn it.
Have you thought of anybody yet, Dan?
No, I mean, nothing outstanding.
How about? Heathcliff or Oedipus? Oedipus is great.
Oh yeah, tragic too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh.
An inoculator. A sick puppy.
Can I be sarcastic about it?
Sure.
If my favorite fictional character was real,
yeah,
everybody'd be at Sunday Mass and he'd show up.
Beelzebub.
Is that what his
name? I mean this Sunday, Christos Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. No. He'll be partying with the Greeks.
Yes, Dawkins, yeah. You can have Amy Pond.
Have better food and wine. Christos Anesti. Pass the uso to Jesus, please.
Oh, well.
Give him another Dolmades.
Yeah. Well, you know, even though we had a little bit of a rough start on the show tonight, we still made it through without everybody pulling their hair or me deciding to cancel the show altogether. But I'm glad everybody came. Thank you for all the new chat people in the chat room. If you would like to donate to the show, and I wouldn't normally ask about this. Of course, I've been asking the last few shows, but if you would like to donate to the show, help keep the internet on, and if you like the show and you would like to hear more, please go to the website at packetpokes@wordpress.com, where you will find the show and the show notes and everything, and there's a donation button there. If you would put in a dollar amount and hit that send button, it would really help me out, keep the show running, and hopefully get these maddening technical difficulties behind me so we can actually have a really good show. But if you would like to reach us on Twitter, you can reach Dan on Twitter as
Rel Unrelated. That's RELUNRELATED.
Right. And you can find Medusa Rants on Twitter as
Medusa Rants, MEDUSA_RANTZ.
Right. You can find the show on Twitter as Packard Pokes at, all one word. You can find me on Twitter as Packard_Sonic. That's PACKARD_SONIC. If you would like to find, if you would like to find the show, it's at PackardPokes@wordpress.com. We're also on iTunes. If you would like to go to iTunes, just look for Packard Pokes at. We're number one on the list for that. So go ahead, hit that subscribe button. And if you'd like the show, leave a comment on the page. That would really help me out as well. Well, I would like, again, thanks everybody for coming and staying up with us for so late, despite all these little issues. And I hopefully you will come again next week, and we will have a better show than we did tonight.
It was a good show tonight.
Yes.
You did a good job.
Well, I'm good at pulling things together at the last minute and pulling the weenie out of the fire. As it were.
you did a good job.
Thank you. I try so very hard. I'm harder on myself than I probably should be, but...
We'll spank you later.
Spank me later.
That's a good name for the show. If it's legal.
We'll figure something out for that. All right. Well, this has been Packard Pokes, and we just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.